The following podcast is a live recording of a radio show first broadcast by Fresh FM with assistance from New Zealand On Air. Fresh FM is a community access media station based in Te Tauihu, the top of the South Island, New Zealand.
Hello, welcome to John's Media Show. We'll talk about media and other stuff. Now, before I get started with my Batman Begins movie trivia, I want to give a shout out to any friends or family that may be tuning in to listen to me today. And I hope you enjoyed the show. And for any new listeners that may be tuning in to listen to me today, I'd like to talk to you about how I critique any sort of media. So how I critique any sort of media is based on its entertainment value. I look at the pros and cons. If the pros outweigh the cons, it will get a high rating. If the cons outweigh the pros, it will get a low rating. If it's mediocre, the pros and cons will be about equal. I try and keep my reviews as spoiler-free as possible, but in some cases I do need to get into spoiler territory, since it may be a major part in my review. But if I do get into spoiler territory, I'll give you an estimated time of how long I'll be talking about those spoilers, so people don't want the experience spoiled, don't get the experience spoiled. I have two unique rating systems. The first is unique to whatever medium I'm critiquing. For movies, I do use popcorns because that's only what you eat when you go to the cinema. For video games, I use video game controllers because that's only what you play video games with. And for TV shows, I use televisions because that's me what you play video games with. The second rating system is because I'm a film collector, more specifically on Blu-ray or digital iTunes HD. I use as a helpful guide for any other media collectors that may be tuning in to listen to me today. So at the bottom we have to skip it. This is where whatever I'm critiquing has no entertainment value whatsoever, not even so bad good, like Batman and Robin, that you can laugh at how ridiculous over the top everything is. Rented slash stream it is where, for example, if the film has come out recently in cinemas, and I think it's good, but not good enough for you to warrant your money, time, or potentially fuel, depending on where your local cinema is, and you could wait 3 or 4 months for it to come out on DVD, Blu-ray, or streaming services such as Netflix or Disney Plus, then I say rent it slash stream it. See It Once is also using the same example where if the film is currently released in cinemas and I think it's good enough for you to go see it once but then be done with it, then I say see it once. But the highest honor is obviously to buy it on Blu-ray. This is where whatever I'm critiquing has great entertainment value and you'll never get tired of watching or playing the video game. So now we're heading into Batman Begins movie trivia. Christian Bale's active dislike of his uncomfortable Batman outfit helped his performance as the Dark Knight as he was perpetually in a foul mood while wearing it. Although Christian Bale performed many of his own stunts, he wasn't allowed anywhere near the Batmobile. Christian Bale revealed in interviews in 2009 that his first scene with Sir Michael Caine and Morgan Freeman, one involving Bale waking up in bed to find them waiting there, he fell asleep after getting ready for the scene. Bale described waking up to find Sir Michael Caine poking him in the ribs saying, "Look at that, he's fallen asleep." While shooting on the streets of Chicago, a person accidentally crashed into the Batmobile. The driver was apparently drunk and said he hit the car in a state of panic, believing the Dark Knight's vehicle to be an invading space, an alien spacecraft. Writer and director Christopher Nolan is reputed to have been so fascinated with Cillian Murphy's bright blue eyes that he kept trying to find reasons and have ways to have Crane remove his glasses. Christian Bale decided early on in the audition process that he didn't want to play Batman straight, but to play him as a rage-filled monster, figuring that it might polarize writer and director Christopher Nolan. To his delight, Nolan was thrilled with his off-kilter interpretation. At around 17 minutes, when Christian Bale and Liam Neeson were fighting on the frozen lake, they could hear the ice cracking beneath their feet. The next day, the lake had completely frozen. Completely melted. Christian Bale lost his voice 3 times during filming after altering his voice while playing Batman. Much of Batman's gear and apparel, including his cape and suit, is based on real-life military technology. The language used by Ken Watanabe is neither Japanese nor Tibetan, nor in fact any known language at all. It's supposedly some gibberish he says he made up for the role, though the subtitles listed as Uduru. Due to his part in the Machinist, Christian Bale was vastly underweight, about 120 pounds on a 6-foot frame. When he was under consideration for the part, after being cast, he was told to become as big as you could be by Christopher Nolan. Bale underwent a 6-month dietary and exercise regimen and ended up weighing about 220 pounds, about 40 pounds above his normal weight. It was decided that Bale had become too large. Friends of his on this movie's crew dubbed him Fat Man, and he quickly shed about 20 pounds to have a leaner, more muscular frame. Bale described the experience as an unbearable physical ordeal. Christian Bale's trailer didn't have his name on the door, but said Bruce Wayne instead. This is the first live-action appearance by Scarecrow, a villain dating back to Batman's earliest comic stories. While considered for the 1960s television series, he was never used. He was also meant to be the main villain in the 5th Tim Burton Joel Schumacher movie that was shelved. Hans Zimmer named the tracks in the soundtrack after Times of Bats. The first letters of tracks 4 to 9 in the film score spell Batman. Barber Stella, Artibius, Tartaria, Macritus, Androzeus, and Nicritus. I may have butchered those names because I have never heard of those species of bats. Gary Oldman agreed to play Jim Gordon without even reading the script. He was the last actor cast, and he learned his lines on the flight to his first location. Tim Burton and Michael Keaton, director and star respectively of Batman, the 1989 film, and Batman Returns, both said they were impressed by this movie. Writer and director Christopher Nolan originally didn't want to give Scarecrow a mask. Screenwriter David S. Goyer was able to talk him into it. The first day of filming that Christian Bale tried on the bat suit, he stayed in it all day in an attempt to get used to it. Christopher Nolan wanted to show Batman from the criminal's point of view, showing less of him. He says, you would see him as more frightening, there would be more suspense. Batman is only said 10 times throughout this movie. Unlike most characters in the movie, Rachel Dawes, played by Katie Holmes, doesn't exist in any DC Comics series. She was created by Christopher Nolan and David S. Goyer. The role was written exclusively for Katie Holmes, with Claire Danes and Reese Witherspoon as backup considerations. Morgan Freeman admitted that he'd read Batman comics since he was 9, but didn't know anything about Lucius Fox. Bruce Wayne does not appear in full Batman costume until just over an hour into the movie. This is the only movie in Christopher Nolan's The Dark Knight trilogy that does not open with a criminal or supervillain committing some sort of crime. Christian Bale never wanted to play Batman as Bruce Wayne is in a bat costume. For him, it's a completely different character. The only movie in Christopher Nolan's Batman trilogy to incorporate the word Batman into its title, since the sequels were The Dark Knight and The Dark Knight Rises. Writer and director Christopher Nolan cited Bryan Singer's X-Men as an influence for this movie. M. Night Shyamalan was at one point considered to write and direct, but turned it down. The Dark Knight trilogy has a parallel release history with the Madagascar movies. This film was released the same year as Madagascar in 2005. The Dark Knight was released the same year as Madagascar Escape to Africa in 2008. And The Dark Knight Rises was released the same year as Madagascar 3 Europe's Most Wanted in 2012. As of 2023, this is the only Batman film not to have Bruce Wayne's parents being murdered while leaving a movie theater. They leave an opera house. In the early minutes of each movie in the trilogy, the main villains, Ra's al Ghul, or Ra's, is apparently how you pronounce it, but in the Dark Knight trilogy, it's Ra's. Joker and Bane disguises himself as one of his own henchmen, and there's a conversation about said villain in each scene. At around 19 minutes in a 2012 interview, Christopher Nolan admitted that he invented the line, "Rub your chest, your arms will take care of themselves," spoken by Henry Ducard, played by Liam Neeson, after Bruce Wayne, played by Christian Bale, falls into the frozen lake, and that it has no scientific basis, adding that he imagined Boy Scouts everywhere freezing to death because they took the advice literally, thanks to Neeson's convincing delivery. One of the first movies in which Gary Oldman portrays one of the good guys instead of a villain. Conversely, it is also the first movie Liam Neeson portrays a villain rather than the protagonist. A clue to Descartes' true identity is given by the fact that his twin moustaches are the same shape as Ra's al Ghul's trademark goatees. The bat symbol at the beginning of each movie in the trilogy foreshadows something to happen later. In this case, the bat symbol was made up of bats, symbolizing Batman using the sonar to call them to distract the cops while he escapes from Arkham Asylum with Rachel. In each part of the Dark Knight trilogy, Batman slash Bruce Wayne is either a friend or associate who becomes a villain, or vice versa. In this film, Ra's al Ghul trains Bruce Wayne, then turns against him. In Dark Knight, Harvey Dent becomes Two-Face. And in Dark Knight Rises, Mariana Tate is revealed to be Talia al Ghul. At around 20 minutes, Ducard mentioned to Bruce that he had a wife, foreshadowing the revelations about his family in The Dark Knight Rises. Carmine Falcone, played by Tom Wilkinson, tells Bruce that you always fear what you don't understand, while intimidating him in the bar. Kevin Costner in Man of Steel, produced by Nolan, echoes a similar line to Clark slash Superman when explained to him why he has to keep his identity a secret. I'm John Scott, this is John's media show on Fish FM, and we're heading into a music break. And I'll see you after the break.
Right from the start, you were a thief, you stole my heart, and I, your willing victim. I let you see the parts of me that weren't all that pretty, and with every touch you fixed them. Now you've been talking in your sleep, oh, oh, things you never say to me, oh.
And that was Just Give Me a Reason by Pink and Nate Riss.
Thank you.
And that was Battle for Varden, composed by Patrick Doyle, from the film score of Eragon. John's Media Show. And that was Eragon, composed by Patrick Doyle, from the film score of Eragon. John's Media Show. We'll be right back. And that was Hospital Visitor, composed by Brian Taylor, from the film score of Scream 2022.
Thank you.
And that was Sacrifice, composed by Brian Tyler from the film score of Scream 2022. And that was New Horizons, composed by Brian Tyler, from the film score of Scream 2022. John's Media Show. And that was The Junkyard, composed by John Carpenter, Cody Carpenter, and Daniel Davies, from the film score of Halloween Ends. Welcome back to John's Media Show, Whatever Media, and other stuff. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for this session today, but I'd like to thank everyone for tuning in to listen to me today, because otherwise we'd just be in a room full of computers, a control panel, speaking into a microphone, all by myself. If you'd like me to critique anything, please go to freshfm.net, where you can go to our Facebook page and leave me a post via the visitors posts, with your recommendation and the hashtag John's Media Show. If I pick a recommendation, I'll give a shout out to whoever did so. I hope you've all had a wonderful day at school and or work, and I'll hopefully see you all next time. I'm John Scott, this is John's Media Show on Fresh FM, and I'll hopefully see you all next week. Bye bye!
The podcast you just listened to was a live recording of a radio show, first broadcast on Fresh FM, the top of the South's community access media station, with support from New Zealand On Air. The funding of Access Media makes these podcasts possible. To find similar programs by other community access media stations, go online to accessmedia.nz. If you or your group would like to know more about how you can have a program on our station, please contact us. Visit our website, freshfm.net, for our contact details.